After 5 years of construction and planning, the $1.3 billion New Parkland Hospital in Dallas opened its doors. The emergency department and labor and delivery began accepting ambulance patients or walk-ins at 6 a.m. August 20th. And later, patients in the old hospital across the street began arriving at the new one via an air-conditioned sky bridge. The trip on the Sky Bridge from the 1954 Parkland to New Parkland is only 1,000 feet over Harry Hines Boulevard, but the two hospitals are worlds apart.
All the new rooms at the hospital are all private rooms, which is a huge improvement from our old facility where we had a lot of semi-private rooms, the bulk. So these rooms are about 40% bigger than our old Parkland rooms.
That's Nurse Judy Harrington on a tour of the hospital a few months ago. Last week, Dr. Roberto de la Cruz was in those rooms taking part in drills with pretend patients. He leads UT Southwestern doctors treating people at Parkland. De la Cruz says he and others ran through every possible daily demand for patient care, no matter how small.
Label printing, dietary orders, safety issues, cleanliness of the floors, cleanliness of the rooms. Delivery of supplies, replenishment of supplies to the patient's rooms, and that, you know, that the dots are connected.
Connecting the dots today, moving real patients into those rooms, is Dr. Alex Eastman, head of the New Parkland Trauma Center. He says the logistics of birthing New Parkland are enormous. Even the order in which the patients cross the bridge is meticulously choreographed.
It's a complicated dance because the way we need to empty the route out over there. We're moving an entire urban, inner city, safety net, hospital.
Chris Gaw is Parkland's hospital administrator. He says it's taken a long time to get to game day, as they're calling it.
The planning has been happening well over a year. And so we have planned out to move somewhere between 600 and 700 patients across the bridge over a 3-day period of time.
She and Dr. Eastman are the incident commanders for the move. Eastman is confident the many months of desktop drills and weeks of real-time rehearsals have prepared them well.
We've got a great team and a good body of experience here, and I think we'll be in great shape.
The new Parkland is twice the size of the old one. The ER is 5 times bigger. There's a helipad on the roof, which the old Parkland did not have. Laundry carts, food trays, and other noisy housekeeping items travel separate hallways to avoid noise and clutter near patient rooms. And patient floors are laid with rubber to hold down the noise and be easier on nurses' feet. Dr. Roberto de la Cruz says it's not just the all-digital, state-of-the-art workplace he's excited about.
Patients deserve this. Our community deserves a hospital that would be proud to be in.
The Sky Bridge maneuver from Old Parkland to New is expected to end sometime Saturday. For KERA News, I'm BJ Austin.